Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
We are busy studying the life of this gentleman called Joseph. A very, very beautiful life. Amen. You know, a lot of people, when they are going through issues, they get advice from wrong places. Do you understand? Now, God has given us a lot of friends in the Bible. Joseph is one of our friends. Job is one of our friends. You know, Peter is one of our friends. Yesterday, we were basically researching the life of Peter. And you can read the Bible in such a way that you've got a lot of counselors. You've got a lot of people who can help you in your life and the decisions of your life. Many of us, we get counsel from wrong places. Many people do not know how great you are. Many people do not know the plans that God has for you. Just push your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are great. As you are telling them, does it look like they believe you? Can you wake them up and say, you are great, you are great? I don't feel faith in this church. Can someone who has faith wake somebody up and say, you are great? You'll do great things in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe it, I believe it. Amen. Amen. I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, your life will only move higher and higher every single day. Amen. You will never go backwards ever again. Amen. Forward ever and backwards never. Amen. That is your destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need people in your life who understand who you are and where you are going. So that when you have conversations and you are starting to go astray, they will bring you back and say, hey, for where you are going, you can't be going there, doing this, and hanging around with those types of people. So the characters in the Bible are very, very good friends for us that will keep encouraging us to stay on the journey that God has for us. Hallelujah. One of our biggest problems is that we go to cry at the wrong places. You find a married woman, they have an argument with the husband. Do you understand? Small argument that can be easily dealt with. Then they go to their friends. Mtuele chomi, mtuele, mtuele. Remind me, what was I saying?
Kumbuzan mina bengtin.
Yeah, a husband and a wife.
Umfazi nendoda.
They'll be arguing for a very small thing.
Balwe babango kuncane.
Small thing.
Tencane.
But I thought whoever is the one who is hurt the most,
kodwa lo othanda ukunceda kakhulu,
will go and cry at the wrong place.
Uzohamba okhala endaweni ewrong.
And you find the friends.
Uthola umngane.
Will be telling her to leave her husband.
I'm telling
her to leave her husband. Or they'll be telling her, also make him feel the same pain.
Amenze futhi amenze abe nobuhlungu obukhulu.
Do you understand?
Yes.
But if you made Peter your friend,
but uma wenza uPeter umngani wakho,
or you make Jesus your friend,
wenza uJesu umngani wakho,
he will tell you wives, you
tell umfazi wakho,
submit to your husbands.
Nikela umntaza lakho.
Can I hear an amen? Are you here? You've gone home.
Ngawuzo amen. Sizizwe inkosi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's why we are studying the life of Joseph. So that we can grow and keep moving forward in life. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Can you give him a little bit more volume, please? All right. Is it working?
Yes.
I think it's powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are busy talking about how God leads us. And I think what I'm teaching you is very, very important. Hallelujah. All right. So, I was saying that we are busy studying the life of Joseph. And we are specifically talking about how God was leading Joseph. Now, in terms of God leading us, the Bible says that God is a spirit. Now, that is very, very important to understand. When we say God is a spirit, He's not someone you can see. He's not somebody you can touch. He's not someone you can hear with your natural ears. See, this person is not a spirit. Can you see? Can you see her? Say something.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Come, Khomutu, can you touch her? Check if you can touch her. Is she touchable or your hand will just go through? Is she touchable? Because she's not a spirit. But the Bible says God is a spirit. Do you know what the Bible says? Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. How many are we here? We are more than two or three.
And
whose name are we gathered in? What does that mean? So where is he? Show me. Can you point
so
to
whoop.
Him?
Huh? Yeah?
He said he is here. Where is he? Is he sitting here? Is he standing there? Is he on the stage?
Is he on the stage?
But he is omnipresent everywhere.
Got to corner in
but he said, I am there in thy midst. So he's here, but we can't see him, is it? That's the problem with the spirit. So God loves us. He cares for us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to guide us. But when he's trying to say, hey, go this way, do this, do that, we can't hear. When he's saying, danger, danger, danger,
my
we can't see. And we go straight to the danger. Do you understand?
Yes,
that's why he said to Isaiah,
Isaiah,
whom shall I send? Who shall go for me? Because God realized that I have this problem. When I try to talk to them, they can't hear me. One time he said to
Moses,
gather all the children of Israel. I want to talk to them face to face. As he was coming down, they felt like they were going to die. When they looked, they saw dark clouds, lightnings. When he was speaking, it was like the earth is shaking. Then they said, Moshe,
what, no, Moses.
You go talk to him and come and tell us what he says. But if we keep talking to this guy, we are going to die. So do you see the problem that God has? He's a spirit. Thank you. Put your hands together for that. So because he's a spirit, we have to learn his ways. We have to learn how he leads us. We need to learn how he guides us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, some people in this earth are privileged because they are prophetic. In other words, someone can be sitting at home or praying or whatever, and an angel will appear in front of him or her. And the angel will tell them and direct them and say, oh, what a nice thing. Wouldn't you like to see an angel come to talk to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take down the treble on my mic a little bit. There's too much trouble. Amen.
Amen.
But not all of us have such experiences. When just before I got married, my grandmother was sleeping. And when she woke up, she said, just lying on her bed. She was just lying on her bed. And she said to me, "My son, I wasn't asleep." Then all of a sudden, she said to me, she saw herself with our family members,
and her family members
going to Limpopo. And she saw herself and the family members negotiating lobola. I was not married. And Mom Ruth was not even in the picture.
Amen.
And she said to me, "I saw the lobola negotiations going well." Then she said, "We were celebrating in this vision." Then a few days later, she said, "We were having the wedding. And I saw you standing there with your wife." And she said, "I saw your wife. She's a light-skinned girl. And she's shorter than you." I said, "That vision, now you are talking my language. Now I understand what you are talking." Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Me, I always tell God, I want a yellow-bone wife. My wife must be yellow-bone. So that's the
and
I used to tell my wife must be shorter than me. I don't want a wife taller than me.
Amen.
My
wife.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, everything went as she saw it. And my grandmother said something to me I'll never forget. She said, "In all my life, something like this has never happened to me." The type of vision that she had. So if God will only appear to you in such a way once in your life, what about the rest of the time? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is it not leading?
Lead.
Is it not guiding? He is. So we have to learn how he does it.
So kumele sifunde ukuthi ukwenza
kanjani. Now, we are busy studying Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Can we go there?
Sifunda Romans
8 verse 28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
We just allow everybody to get there.
Say neighbor.
In this church, you must have a Bible. It's very important. Okay? Tell your neighbor, "I'm watching you next week. I want to see a Bible." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we all in Romans chapter 8?
Song is figured Romans chapter 8.
And verse 28.
Verse 28.
If you are there, say amen.
We must figure it, amen.
All right, ma'am. What does it say?
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
"And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God."
God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. Now, based on what I have taught you in the past, you can see that Joseph's life was enjoying Romans
8:28.
Everything was working together for his good. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It was working for the good of Joseph's life. Do you remember? So, one of the reasons God was causing everything to work in Joseph's life was because he loved God. It was because he loved God. Do you love God? Are you sure? Somebody say, I love God. Somebody point up and say, Lord, I love you. Somebody say, Lord, you are my God.
Lord, you're my God.
And I will love you all my life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every now and then you must tell him, okay? I love you, okay? Amen.
Amen.
And so we began to study how to love God. We talked about the fact that you have to feed his sheep. You have to care for his sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We spoke about the fact that you have to obey God. You can't love him if you can't obey him. Do you remember? And we also talk about the fact that you have to believe him. Believe in his word. Joseph received his dreams when he was
17 years old.
And it took 13 years. How many years?
13
is a lot of years.
13.
Before what God told him could come to pass. But you could see in every area of Joseph's life, he kept believing until God brought it to pass. If God takes 5 years to do what he told you, will you still believe? What if it takes 10 years? Will you still believe? What if it takes 15 years? Will you still believe? What about 20 years?
20 years.
The amens are becoming less with each. Do you remember Job? When his problems began, he was around
75.
And towards the end of the book of Job, the Bible says that God restored everything that he had. So if he had, for example, let's say he had 10 goats, by the end of his life he had 20 goats. God restored and doubled everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, do you know how long it took before that happened? 20 years.
Hey.
You don't like 20 years, I can see you.
I'm trying to 20 years in your born.
But what if that's what he has planned for your life? Will you keep trusting him? When your friends are building double-story mansions. What's your favorite car?
Mazda 3.
No, I want one that will rock your faith.
Land Rover.
You see, you love Land Rover. Then you see all your friends driving Land Rover. And you are driving 2 Series.
We're not driving 2 Series.
Can you see the 2 Series?
Yes.
2 Series. Year after year. Two Series.
2 Series.
Year after year.
Two Series. 2 Series.
And your friends, the cars are like phones these days. So every now and then they bring a new version. So you see your friends changing Land Rover 2, I don't know the Land Rovers. Land Rover 3, Land Rover 4. Am I saying something correct?
Okay.
And you are still on 2 Series.
When I said 2 Series.
In fact, now even the shoe is starting to, you know.
Even the statue was a scholar. We are born.
Will you keep believing? Will you keep trusting him? Will you keep worshiping him?
Yeah.
Now, if you can keep believing until he does what he promised to you, then you love him.
Then we am tanda.
Do you understand?
We understand.
Now, for a very short time, I want you to go to the book of, in the same Romans chapter 8, read the last 3 verses.
Romans chapter 8.
Verse 37. No one despises all these things. Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for that verse alone. It's very powerful.
Yes.
Yes, continue.
And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us.
Fish, read it again. I feel it here somewhere. I feel a lento.
I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love.
Nothing can ever separate us from God's love.
Neither death nor life.
Death nor life.
Neither angels.
Pause. One day, there was a certain lady. She had a little boy. And the boy used to go to school using public transport. Like there was a bus that they, you know, used to collect them and take them to school and bring them back. So one day this lady got off work early. And she decided, let me go fetch my son today. Let me just go surprise him. When he got there, the bus had just arrived. And he saw her son going with his friends into the bus. So she said, "Ish, let me not disturb him with his friends." So she decided to follow the bus. And the bus was going and she was following it. Live in front of her, she saw a truck coming and got into a head-on collision with the bus. And to cut the long story short, her child died.
Oh.
What a painful thing. This lady was a Christian. When the child died, she said, "There is no God." As far as I know, till today, she's not a believer. But what we just read here, it says, I am convinced that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Is it death? It says nothing. Nothing. I love my wife. I love my child. I love my family members. I love them dearly. God forbid, should anything happen, I'll keep serving God. Job didn't lose one child.
He lost ten.
But the death of his 10 children did not separate him from God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Then you are showing that you love him. It's not about what he gives you or doesn't give you. It's not about what you have or you don't have. In fact, Job said something. He said, "Naked I came, and naked I will go." Hey, the amens are this. Is this message strong? You don't like what I'm saying?
I keep
reading. It seems like I'm going too deep.
Neither angels nor demons.
Yeah, continue.
Neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to get your love for God to reach this level. And nothing. What does nothing mean? It means nothing can separate me from loving my God. Nothing. When you don't have money, you still love him. When you have money, you still love him. When you have friends, you still love him. When you don't have friends, you still love him. When things are going good, you still love him. When things are going bad, you still love him. When people hate you, you still love him. When people are talking bad about you, you still love him. When you don't have nice clothes to wear, you still love him. Whether you are educated, you are not educated, you still love him. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Am I talking to somebody? Now come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Read from verse 1 and just keep reading till we get to the verse I want.
First Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
If I could speak all languages of the earth and of the angels, but didn't love others, I would only be noisy. I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all the knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Life is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of...
Our mics are fighting us again. What verse are you on?
Verse 9. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes...
Sorry, start again from verse 4.
What happened in verse 4?
Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful.
Love is patient and it is kind. Will you be patient with God? Are you sure? If you've been walking with God for some time, you realize that God takes his time. God doesn't operate in your time. He works in his time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you be patient? Popula, how old are you? How old are you? 17 years old.
17 years old.
Is 17 a year time to marry? It's not time, right?
It's not time.
Will you be patient with God? And even if Johnny Bravo comes and says,
Wait,
it smells a how. Sirang, what's sirang smile?
That's Senzan.
Oh, no. What are these boys saying when you're passing in this
room?
What is Senzan? When Johnny Bravo comes and say that, will you keep yourself? And be patient until it is time. Ask your neighbor, will you be patient? Look at the youngest neighbor around you, will you be patient? One day, where I used to work, I had a meeting in Limpopo, in
Limpopo, Polokwane.
So one of the drivers at work drove me there. So on our way back, he said to me, can I just pass somewhere? I just want to see someone
quick.
When I looked at the time, I said, no problem. When we got there, we stood, I think it was in Acadia, here in Pretoria. So when we got there, he parked outside a flat. And two ladies came out. Why are you laughing at me? I haven't even told you my story. And so these two ladies came out. So this guy said, no, I want to see my friend. You understand? So this guy came out of the car and went and met one of the ladies. And they started kissing. As I was looking, I said, what type of friend is this? So now the other girl was just standing there. And I could see the way it is. I am expected to go out. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am staying in this car. So the girl saw that this boy is taking time. So she decided to come where I'm next to me, next to the window.
Was the faster in the mouth.
And I opened the window. And I said to myself, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm just going to stay in this car. Because these are dangerous people. The way that they are greeting each other, I'm not used to it. I stayed in the car. And when that lady was talking to me,
she
said,
like,
yes,
I'm fine.
Those are the answers I gave her. Till she saw that this guy. So she went and joined the other
group.
Hey! When all your friends are doing such things, will you be patient? Wait on God until He gives you a good wife or a good husband. Love is patient. You know what I'm saying? If you tell this story to a certain group of people, oh, they will laugh. They're going to say, hey, that guy was lying. True or not true? But also if you say to another group of people, they say, wow, this guy loves God. He's faithful to God. Can you see the difference? Be in the group that will encourage you for good.
Continue.
I promised 30 minutes. It's not my fault. Nontlanta is taking too long.
Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up.
Love never gives up. That's what I want. I think that's verse 7.
Love
never gives up.
Uthando aludikibali.
Now when we go back to the life of Joseph, you can see he was patient with God. When everything was not going well, it didn't separate him from God. When his family hated him, it didn't separate him from God. When they threw him in the pit, he never gave up on God. When they sold him as a slave, he kept loving him. Pastor, how do we know he kept loving him? When that woman was tempting him, he said, I can't do this to my God. He was patient with his God. He kept believing in his God. And his love never failed. How can you love God and end up in prison? In prison that he was patient with his God. His love didn't fail. If you end up in prison, will your love fail? If your family members turn against you, will your love for God fail?
jikela.
Love never fails.
Uthando aluphelelo.
It never fails.
Alifeli.
No matter what is happening in your life.
Noma ngabe
kwenzakala empilweni yakho. Your love for God must never fail.
Uthando lakho kuJehova.
Tell the neighbor it must never fail.
Malungapheli.
Tell the other neighbor say it must never fail.
Malungapheli.
May you get to such levels of love. You see, when you get to such levels, then everything in your life will work together for your good. Everything. Just finish and read verse 8. I want to hear verse
8.
Love never loses faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial.
Is that verse 8?
Now it's
9. Say, love will last forever. Put your hands together for Jesus. May your love for God last forever. In Jesus' mighty name. The lowest level of love is the one that is dependent on things. If God gives me money, then I love him and then he loves me. Come down. There are deeper levels. Do you know Jesus? Have you ever heard of Jesus? Do you think he loved God or he didn't love God? Too much. Huh? Too much. Now one day, he took Peter, James and John.
Not James, not John.
And took them to a place called the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, pray with me. Because I am in heaviness. He knew what God wanted him to do. God wanted him to die. And I'm telling you, to die is not easy.
Huh?
If now I can say, everyone here close your mouth, make sure your mouth is closed, and then close your nose. And I'll come to 150,000. Do you want to try it? Dying is not easy. And God had said to Jesus, I want you to die. And Jesus was now, his heart agreed, I want to obey. But his body was saying, Ewan, do you know what is dying? And he was in such torments in his mind that the Bible says he started sweating blood. Have you ever sweated blood? Have you ever seen someone sweat blood before? You can imagine how Jesus was in such distress. But in all these things, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He kept on loving him to death. To death. If you will love him like that, how will he not lead you? He will lead you. And everything in your life will work together for the good. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. This is what I'm after. I'm trying to love God more and more all the time. Some years ago, I felt Lord leading me to leave my job and everything. It wasn't easy. I remember one day, I was coming from work. And I was sitting in a taxi. And I was just meditating on the decision that I'm making. And I saw myself falling. And there was no net to catch me. And the Lord said to me, where you are going now, you are going in a realm where you have to trust me. Now there's no backup. You only need to trust in me.
Ufuna nje ukuthemba mina kuphela.
It's no joke.
Akusiyo.
But I just want to go deeper.
Kodwa ngangifuna ukujulila.
Ngokujulila.
Ngokujulila.
And deeper.
Ngokujulila.
And deeper.
Ngokujulila.
And deeper.
Ngokujulila.
In my love for him.
Ngothandweni lakhe.
When coronavirus came and hit the world.
Ngabe coronavirus ivela ihlasela umhlaba.
And when it was coming to our country.
Ezweni lethu.
Nobody knew, everyone didn't know what was going to happen.
Akekho waziyo nowazi ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani.
And there were people were even afraid to come to church.
Abantu basebesaba nokuya enkonzweni.
People were even afraid to cough.
Babesaba nokukhohlola.
I remember my wife was going to work one morning.
Ngikumbula umama wayezama
ukuthi. And she could feel the cough.
Bezwa
ukukhwehlela. She was in the taxi. She, you know when you can feel the cough is coming.
Yabona mama uzukhwehlela
bese. She said she held that cough.
Bamba lokho
khona. Until she came out of the taxi.
Thini zehle taxi.
Because she was afraid that if she calls people are going to say, corona.
Zathi akhahlela kuthi uyi corona.
And people were even afraid.
Abantu babe
sa. I heard the voice of God and the Lord said to me. Even if there's only 3 people in the church.
Bathi noma no 3.
Don't close the church.
Ungalivali ibandla.
Now that's around the time when I had just left my job.
Yilapha ngalazo cutting ya umsebenzi.
Corona is hitting.
Corona ihlasela.
The government is now saying no gatherings.
Umangamele yanqaba inhlangano.
I was a ding dong, ngishaye ding dong.
Kwakuduma inhloko.
I understand.
Yes, okay.
So I was sitting. Do I go back to work?
Ngizama ukubuyela emsebenzini.
What do I do?
Ngizokwenza.
Hey. And at some point I didn't know my wife's job it was starting to look shaky.
Ngokwenye isikhathi ngangingabona nomsebenzi kamama
ngifunda. Those 3 weeks where the boss said where Ramaphosa said that we are not going anywhere for 3 weeks.
Kuna mafika amathathu kuthi Ramaphosa.
Do you remember?
Uyakhumbula?
When my wife went back to work her boss said no work no pay sister.
But no work no pay.
It was Ramaphosa.
I'm sorry, no pay.
A friend of mine called me and said, hey, they're at the train station, they're hiring securities. Maybe you can go.
I
said, what do I do? It's difficult to trust God. When things, it's like you can't even see where you're going. But your love is more valuable when you are in the deep parts of ugliness of your life. And you can still love him. Do you understand?
Yes, well.
How will he not lead you if you love him that much? He will lead you. And all things will work together for your good. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Am I encouraging somebody here? Can I share you one more point and then we close? Go back to Romans 28.
Romans chapter 8.
Verse 28. And read that scripture for me.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Mm-hmm. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
So we have dealt, there are 2 things that cause everything in your life to work together.
So we've
dealt with the first one, Percy. You have to love God. Then the second thing, it says, to those who are called according to his purpose. Read that part, just that last part.
Are called according to his purpose.
Now let's look at this thing working in Joseph's life. Go to Genesis 45. Read from verse 1.
Funda from verse 1.
Genesis chapter 45 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph could stand it no longer. There were many people in the room, and he said to his attendants, out all of you. So he was alone with his brothers when he told them who he was. Then he broke down and wept. He wept so loudly the Egyptians could hear him, and word of it quickly carried to Pharaoh's place. I am Joseph, he said to his brothers. Is my father still alive? But his brothers were speechless. They were stunned to realize that Joseph was standing there in front of them.
Now remember these guys, they sold him to slavery. So they probably thought he's either dead or he's a nothing somewhere, doing nothing. He's a lost soul somewhere. So now when he appears and he's the prime minister of Egypt, they felt like dying. Now just think about it. Now this, the power that Joseph has
now.
If Joseph was bitter and angry, he could have said, "Hey, Habashwe."
Why is it Habaf?
And don't kill them normally. Cut their hands, cut their feet, cut their heads. But let's see what Joseph did.
"Please come closer," he said to them. So they came closer. And he said again, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into slavery in Egypt. But don't be upset and don't be angry with yourselves for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here."
Ah, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Just put your hands together for this guy. He's a special guy. Mm-hmm. What verse is that?
Five.
Start it again.
"But don't be upset and don't be angry with yourselves for sending me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives. This famine that has ravaged the land for 2 years will last for 5 years more, and there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God has sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive and preserve many survivors. So it was God who sent me here, not you. And he is the one who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, the manager of his entire place and the governor of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and tell him, this is what your son Joseph says. God has made me master over all the land of Egypt. So come down to me immediately. You can live in the region of Goshen, where you can be near me with all your children and grandchildren, your flock and herds and everything you own. I will take care of you there, for there are still 5 years of famine ahead of us. Otherwise, you, your household, and all your animals will starve."
Amen. So Joseph says to his brothers that everything that I went through was so that the purposes of God will come to pass. Put your hands well for Jesus. So Joseph had surrendered and submitted his life to God so that God can do anything with his life, so that the will and the purposes of God may come to pass. Can you understand?
I understand.
Now when you get to such levels, of course, all things will work together for your good. Because you love him,
yes,
and because your life is submitted so that his purposes can be done. If Joseph was only worried about himself, he would have given up on God long ago. But because he understood that God is playing chess with my life, I'm a piece of the puzzle in the master plan of God. Let me allow God to do anything he wants with my life. Jesus was the same. I want you to go there and die. And
he
said, it is what it is, I will do it. Are you listening to me? So when you get to the level where you surrender, whatever you want, God, whatever you desire, God, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to say, I'm yours. My life is for your will. This morning when I woke up, my spirit was singing to God. The hours are clicked, but my spirit was singing. So I woke up to this song that I had myself sing. And the lyrics of the song say, my life, my love,
my all
is yours. See, when it is even your heart singing it and you are not even thinking about it, it's levels.
Yes.
Ask your neighbor, what song is your spirit singing?
What song is the spirit singing?
Ah, yo. So when I woke up, that was my prayer topic. Take my life, Lord. My love is yours. My life is yours. Do whatever you want to do. I'm yours. One time God spoke to Jeremiah. And he sent him to the potter's house. Do you know what's a potter? Someone who's making vases with clay.
Obumba, yes.
Or cutlery with clay and what have you.
Yes.
What did you call it?
Obumba.
What he said. I'm Zulu, but my Zulu is not that deep. And so Jeremiah came.
Jeremiah was
and started watching the potter. And the potter was building, I don't know, a vase or something. And that guy realized that it's not really the shape I wanted. So he destroyed it and started it again. And God said, can I not be a potter to my children? That if they've become something I don't like, I can start again. Rework it until you become exactly what I want you to become. Can your life be like that in God's hands? Can you trust Him enough? Can you love Him enough? Can you do whatever He wants to do with your life? When you get to those levels, all things will work together for your good. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I said for Jesus, somebody. So I think it took us about 3-4 weeks just unpacking how God was leading
Joseph.
May you become the next great thing that God wants you to become. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, when I was preparing for the message I preached yesterday, I was reading the book of
Daniel.
And people like Daniel, like Joseph, are very special people. So Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Are you still here? Push your neighbor, say, are you awake or are you asleep? What are they saying? Say, neighbor, smile. We are in church. Hallelujah. So Nebuchadnezzar dreamed. And to cut the long story short, Daniel came and interpreted the dream. After the interpretation of the dream, Nebuchadnezzar, this is the way he described Daniel. He said he is one who has the spirit of the Holy God living in him. Oh, that blessed me. At your workplace, your colleagues and your boss and everyone, when they look at you, do they see one who has the spirit of the Holy God living in you? After Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, Pharaoh said, who is like unto you who has the Spirit of God in him. So Pharaoh said, you are the one who's going to do everything that you are talking about. May the Spirit of God be seen in our lives. Are you listening to me?
Are you listening to
me? May your family members see it.
Family.
Some of your family members, the way they don't see Christ in you, when they are going to group, they say, and they are calling you the whole Christian believer. I see you don't like what I'm, let me preach this side. I see at least they are responding. The whole Christian, they'll be calling you. They should rather be calling you when there's a problem. And say, we know that you know God. Come and help us in this problem. Instead of them calling you when they are doing
that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. I see the Lord leading your life from today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now I want you to talk to your God and ask him to help you. You want to love him the way that we have talked about. You want to give him your life so that he can do whatever he wants to do with your life. It's not easy. I tell you, it's not easy. With all the people around us, it's not easy. Hallelujah. Talk to your God and ask him to help you. Open your mouth and talk to him, somebody. Ask him to help you. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask him to grant you the grace that you will love him deeper and deeper and deeper, so that the love for him will never fail, so that your love for him will be patient, that you will keep believing, you will keep trusting, that you will keep obeying him. Even when all things look like he has left you, even when all things in your life look like he has forsaken you, but you will keep loving him. Ask him to help you, that nothing will separate you from his love. Death, angels, powers, whatever it may be, nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Talk to him, somebody, talk to him. Maya kata parianda pokorianda bakarianda. Repaka parianda bosa karianda bayanda. Repaka parianda boso korianda. Repaka tariande bu korianda bakarianda birianda. Zeprianda bokorianda barianda boso korianda barianda barianda. Repaka pariamana kasakarabasa. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Empower us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes so that we may see. Shande payako da poyondo rosi minaeko. So that we can also live in the realm that Joseph enjoyed, where all things work together for our good. Jabada karianda baso kora basi yande rekabora. Repando robo shanda raka breno koda brandi kada buzi yande rekus. Repande revazo briada bozari yanda rabosia pregono soronos. Jevado kozo brianda. Grant us the grace to enter the journey where our love for you will keep growing and will forever be growing. Grant us the grace, O God, where we will let go and submit to your Spirit so that he will lead. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Help us, Lord. Let your hand rest upon us. My Lord, as you chose Paul, as you chose Barnabas, my Father, select us, separate us. As you chose Jeremiah, you said to him, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. My Lord, separate us so that our lives, like Joseph's life, will be for the fulfillment of the purposes of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.